I like this band already because their album is blue, and it's got and it's got trees on it. And the name of the band is The Wheelwrights. That's W-H-E-E-L-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. And how did you come up with that name for a band?
It was a long labor, for sure.
It took us
about, I think, 4 or 5 months to come up with a name for the band. But when we first started, we worked with a guy who was a woodworker. And so we practiced in his woodworking shop every week up in North Austin. And mm-hmm. so we were surrounded by saws and shop vacs and all kinds of wooden creations.
Hence the trees on the cover.
That's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And he did not make wagon wheels.
No.
But there was a, you know, we took a leap between the two, an artistic license on that.
Yeah.
And once we kind of hit on Wheelwrights, it felt like the right kind of feel for the tunes
right,
we were doing.
Right. Well, there are lots of wheels in Austin, no question about that, rolling one way and another. And we're going to let the wheels of our mind roll and hear music by the Wheelwrights, and I think you are going to like it. So carry on.
Thank you.
Your letters every day, just to keep the hint of us alive. But now the leaves are turning again, I can't recall the last look in your eyes. I don't wanna keep spinning my wheels, so knock off the dust, the gears. I just wanna keep moving on, moving through these years,
moving through these years,
moving through these years. Each day I search for roads to lead home, but like the blind man, I can't see. The path escapes me. I don't wanna keep spinning my wheels, so knock off the dust and kick loose the gears. I just wanna keep moving on.
What do you think? I mean, I think they're terrific. And the name is The Wheelwrights. And they've got a brand new CD, and they're playing live in our KUTX Studio 1A today. And they have a performance this Saturday at the Cactus Cafe.
That is correct. This Saturday, doors are at 8, and we go on at 9:30. And Greg Vanderpool, our good friend, is going to be playing at 8:30 with us.
Cool. So Greg Vanderpool is going to be with you. And so the lead singer on that one was the guy in the group, Seth Grunenberg.
No,
Seth is the pedal steel guy. The singer was John Michael Rogers.
That was me, yes.
Okay. And he's got a big old beard.
Yes, I do.
And a very sweet voice.
Because we're in Austin, so, you know, I'm the only one, you know.
Well, I've got my Austin card securely.
Yeah, you do.
Securely look in my pocket here.
Right.
It's locked in.
But Seth Grunenberg has a beard too.
Yeah.
And And he plays the, now he's going to play banjo, but he was playing pedal steel on the last one. And J.J. Plasencio is also got a beard, and he's playing the bass. He played it like a cello. It sounded beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was a cello.
Yeah.
That is a cello?
This one was. He played a cello on that last song.
He played a cello on the last one. Now he's switched to a bass. Oh, for heaven's sake.
What are you even doing?
You're fooling me.
Okay. We're a whole new band.
But you notice that the Wheels of My Mind was in that song, too. So you've got lots of wheels moving.
Yes.
The wheelwrights. And I'm just so enjoying it. And so don't forget Cactus Cafe, Saturday night, 8:30, something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're a foursome, and they're wonderful. So carry on and play me some more music.
Thank you very much.
There's a stone in the river being washed pure and clean. Roll it down to the ocean. Roll it round till it's free. Walking down through the high grass, and the year was at my back. I'm always looking for a reason to run. I felt that old familiar calling, and the day was lying down. So I turned my face away from the sun. There's a stone in the river, being washed, cured and clean. Roll it down to the ocean, roll it around till it's free. Won't you stay? The cheek, her hair was sweet as summer rain. So I was waiting in the morning, oh, the door was open wide. Well, I never meant to cause her any pain. 'Cause there's a stone in the river being washed pure and clean. Roll it down. Ocean, roll it around till it's free. Won't you stand here beside me? Won't you come to the shore? We will wade in the water. We won't wander anymore.
There's a name unrecorded, and there's a voice forever gone. Though it seems through the ages, well, I'm still haunted by the songs. There's a stone in the river being washed pure and clean. Roll it down to the ocean, roll it around till it's free. Won't you stand here beside me? Won't you come to the shore?
Because they were so good. The band you're listening to is the Wheelwrights, and they're four young musicians who sound just marvelous, and especially the vocals. I'm particularly fond of good vocals.
Thank you.
And it sounds really, really good. But the rest of them is just as good, too. J.J. Plasencio is on the bass that time, and our fellow who is with the Grunenberg name, Seth Grunenberg, is playing the banjo, and it just sounds wonderful. So how did you come to be inspired to create this music?
Well, I mean, I think especially a song like that, John Michael and I both grew up like singing in church, you know,
that's right.
and
bluegrass gospel.
And even though we all have really different, in some ways we have different musical influences, I think that, you know, that there's something that draws us to that close-knit, close mm-hmm. harmony, mm-hmm. Traditional music. I don't know. We just gravitate towards that sort of sound.
Yeah, it's interesting. I spent my 20s experimenting with prog metal, you know, dangerously.
Right.
when the sort of need to get that kind of energy out fades, I guess, with time maybe or something, you kind of go back to your roots. And I think that's what we found. Yeah. I mean, Seth called me up and was like, hey, I want to do a band that, you know, has vocal harmonies and has melodic sensibility. And we were both in bands that had none of those things all through our 20s.
And they were kind enough to invite a recovering classical pianist.
Yeah. I heard that Beethoven while you were warming up. Which Beethoven was that?
That was Opus 110.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, the first movement, yeah.
Yep, I used to play that myself back in the old days.
It's a fabulous piece. But you know, John Michael and I both were music majors in different universities.
Yeah, I actually majored in piano also, but Anna is far superior to me.
Did
so
you really?
She
well, for
that
heaven's
over.
Sake, yeah. What a world.
But I don't know. I feel like it was the right moment for us.
For you to all converge and to become the wheelwrights.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you will be at the Cactus Cafe on Saturday night, and you're going to be fabulous Saturday night and onward, wherever you are. You touring this CD that you just got out?
We are not. Well, we have almost like a victory lap around North Texas, I think, because so this project has been a really long, drawn-out project, actually. Mm-hmm. We collaborated with three different studios in Austin and 12 different artists, of which Seth Gruneberg is one. And we released a series of singles last year. And each
a month, basically.
Yeah, one a month. And each piece of music we sent to one of our many amazing visual artists who are friends.
Yes, you and have a book.
Yes, we
it
do.
It is
we
just
have a book.
The size of an LP record.
It is.
Which
and
we
so
will also have available
we
at the
also
show
have those
on
available.
Saturday.
So we're really excited. We were able to make this project a reality, partly because of Pledge Music.
Yeah.
And so we're taking a victory lap around North Texas for the folks who...
we sold some out-of-town house concerts as a part of raising money to put the record out. And so
pretty
we have trips to Dallas to make. So
pretty
that we can
and we
those.
Often play house concerts around Austin. That's what we've been doing a lot of lately. So if folks want to catch up with us, they can head to our website and sign up for
which
our,
is?
www.thewheelwrights.com.
Easy as pie.
See?
And only it's Wheel, W-R-I-G-H-T-S.
Correct.
Okay, I just love you guys. So carry on, play me some more music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
tomorrow brings another win, another fail, another heartbreak. One more thing that matters none. Another trip around the sun. But looking back, the only thing I have in all this world that matters, only thing I care to do.
I think I want to buy your record.
You're welcome to do that.
How do we get this record?
You can get it on the aforementioned website, thewheelwrights.com, and then also everywhere as soon as
I'll bet you
Friday,
have it at the Cactus
Friday,
Cafe on Saturday.
Friday it'll release digitally.
Friday is the official
iTunes, Spotify.
It's out there on Friday.
All of the places, the usual suspects.
And you will have it at your gig on Saturday night at the Cactus.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have some CDs. We'll have some beautiful vinyl records.
Yep. CDs and vinyl, if you like vinyl. And they've got a big old book to go along with
it.
Yeah,
and some digital downloads, too.
Yeah, we got lucky. We actually got a few extra of the art book. And so we're putting together these really cool little USBs that have the record on them digitally. And you can buy the art book with it so that you still get the artwork. But, you know, you have a digital download if that's your bag.
Cool. If you want a super-sized piece of art.
That's right.
And a teeny-tiny little flash drive.
And a teeny-tiny.
Oh, what a world we live in.
It's a dichotomy.
And still hearing good bluegrass kind of music and at the same time. It's just wonderful. Yeah. And I just can't tell you how much I enjoyed the singing and the playing. It's just all of you guys are so good together. You just really make a really tight, fine band. And a lot of different styles. It's not just one style.
The three of us all write songs, and so that kind of gives us a little bit of a across-the-board stylistic approach.
Right.
Where
different approaches.
Yeah, and our, when we got together, we were like, this is us about making music that we love, no other pretense. Mm-hmm. And so when that happened, and you don't have to pigeonhole yourself into a certain kind of music, then you just make whatever happens to come out that day. And
Right.
It's not always in the same
and
wheelhouse.
Yet at the same time it manages throughout all three of those songs that you sang, and that's just three out of like 10 or something that you've got on the album.
Yeah, 13.
And but they had some profound thoughts within them. I was still following that stone that was coming down, you look out at the cobblestones that are on the streets around Austin, look closely at those stones. You realize those stones come from all kinds of strata of rocks that have appeared at the bottom of oceans and then became mountaintops and rolled. Wheelwrights is a good name because even at the last one, even all heroes die. What was the last line?
Heroes die and we will too.
And there you go. So, but for the meantime, we're going to make music and enjoy
it so much.
I just loved it. And so thank you all. We had our lead singer is John Michael Rogers, and he's really, really good.
Thank you.
He went way up so high, could hardly blow. Whoa, he's got a high voice and a low one in between. And also a lovely voice from our redheaded, the pianist over there. She played piano on her last song, and that's Anna Larson. Mm-hmm. And we had Seth Gruneberg on the various pedal steels and banjos, and our low bass and cello player is J.J. Plasencio, and you're all just wonderful. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you so much for coming in, and good luck on your gig and throughout your tour of Northwest Texas or wherever you're going. And our engineers have been Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos, and this is KUTX 98.9. Just wonderful.
Thank you.
And I am so delighted with this.